Greetings, God bless you. It is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to clear the muddied waters in my marriage and to heal my emotional pain. And then I took that artwork and used it as inspiration to put on my products. And we launched the check-in cards, yes, this weekend. And we are so grateful. Went through something, woo, at a particular time of my marriage, and honey, I arted that thing out. And we have images from that particular time in my life, and we debuted the check-ins cards, and we were at the Hood Flea Market. If you are in the city of Philadelphia, honey, and you don't know anything about the Hood Flea Market, make sure you put in the Hood Flea Market as a hashtag in your Instagram search and you will see. Also, her name is Saudia Schuler. Amen. She has a vending spot in the Fresh Grocer. She has a food truck and she has a building at North Broad Street between Butler and Pike, and every weekend she hosts the Hood Flea Market. And so we were so grateful to debut our check-ins cards, and we had a really great response to our cards. I am telling you, people loved the cards. They loved the images. They loved the artwork. They loved the sayings, and they loved the story and the message behind them. And so, if I look sleepy, yes. If I sound sleepy, yes, that weekend kicked my behind. That was the first time in a long time. Now, if any of you guys know about our history, my husband and I, we hosted events. Our own signature events, but we also had a venue at 10th and South. Amen. And we actually was a venue for other people who had events. Amen. So we know about setting up, breaking down, doing this, doing that, but a sister ain't did that in years. And then talking to people, pitching to people, selling your product, having to, you know, deal with people. You got co-vendors to the left, to the right of you, in front of you. Man, so a sister is tired, but I am so grateful because that was like the best vending that we've ever done as far as the response to our products and the amount of money that we made. So we were really, really, really excited about the Hood Flea Market and the launching and debut of the check-ins. And I was telling everybody, I was like, honey, we are trying to create our whole new category of cards. Hallmark has Thinking of You. We have check-ins. Amen. And yes, we told the story. Look, me and hubby went through something in our marriage. I had to art that thing out. These are the images. What you see on these images is my hurt and my pain, and I needed to be checked in on. And I know that there are gobs of other people who smile on the outside, who get up, who go to work, who do everything, but we don't have a clue of what they are going through, and we need to check in on people. We don't know what people are experiencing, and we don't know what they are going through. Amen. And sometimes it's so much better than to send a text. Now, I am a texter. I'm not going to lie. I will text you, but it's nothing like getting a check-in card in the mail. So that's my little spiel, my little weekend. You see my hair's all over the place, y'all. I literally. And then I got some cramps last night. If any of you guys know me on a personal level, you guys may have understood the pain, you know, what I was going through. I would get these excruciating cramps and pain just out of nowhere. And sometimes it will knock me to the floor. literally, you know what I mean? It'll, I would cry. All I could do was cry, yell, scream, and lay on the floor. And so I was getting some of those cramps last night because that was the first time in a long time I was standing on my feet. So y'all just continue to pray for my physical recovery. Amen. So I love y'all. So who is here? Oh my God. So we have Elise. God bless you, Elise. It is wonderful to see you this morning. Great, peaceful morning to you as well. Thank you so much. She said, congratulations on your business. Yeah, you guys know I've been going through iteration after iteration, and I think we got it. I think so. I'm just being prayerful before the Lord, but I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to be the female version of Thomas Edison. Amen. Until I get it right. Amen. God bless you, Terry. It's wonderful to see you this morning. Thank you so much. It was success, right? It was very successful. And I'm learning definitions of success. Amen. We got to see the success. You got to have that optimistic mindset and not a pessimistic mindset. Don't look at the things that went wrong, but look at all the things that went right. Amen. And so I am learning how to do that, because I had a moment Friday night and my husband was like, don't you do that. Don't you do that. And he was so encouraging to me on Friday night. And he's the actual one who encouraged me to come back on Saturday. So I was like, okay, I'll come back on Saturday. So, and then Elise says, yes, we don't know what people are going through. Yes, we got to check in on our folks. Amen. So that was my little update about my debut of the check-in cards. And I am just so, so grateful. If you want your check-in cards, they're one for $2, four for $5. And of course, if you are out of state and I got to put them in the mail, I got to charge you a little extra more for shipping. Amen. But let me know if you want some check-in cards. And if you're not following me on Instagram, go over to check-ins underscore Instagram. Amen. Let me see if I can put that in the chat so that you can go ahead and follow me. Underscore cards. Amen. On Instagram. Amen. I don't know if I can do that here. I can't even write a message or the thing. All right, y'all. But yes, so let's go ahead and pray. Amen. And we're going to take a look at the devotional in Jesus Calling. Amen. And, not Jesus Calling, Lord. Y'all got to pray that I wake up. Amen. And God Resilient, and we are going to pursue His Word, and we are on part 3 of Gratitude Brings Kingdom Value. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you. We praise you, Father God. We thank you for another day. Thank you for a beautiful day. Thank you that you rose with all healing in thy wings. You are the Son of Righteousness. Continue to release, Lord God, your beauty. Continue to release your healing. We also know that you give us brand new mercies with the rising of the sun. We open up ourselves to you to receive the brand new mercies on this day. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We worship you. Excuse me. Thank you that yesterday is gone, Lord God. Today is here. Thank you for the present of the present. Oh, Father God, we receive so many gifts of life, of breath, of sight, of hearing, the ability to talk, to think, to feel, the ability to praise thy name. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord, and we shall praise thy name on today. Lord God, we love you. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I yield myself to you, that you would speak through me, that you would have your way in me. I choose to be a vessel of honor, fit for your use, Lord God. Let there be light. Give us revelatory insight through you, Holy Spirit. You teach us all things. We are here to learn from you, to be more like you, to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, to seek ye first thy kingdom and thy righteousness, knowing that everything that we need will be added unto us. Lord God, have your way. Speak to us and speak through us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 All right, y'all. I see you. Somebody is here on YouTube with me. God bless you. It's so wonderful to see you this morning. And you guys know that we're firing on all cylinders. We're on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, and we are recording the podcast. Amen. So, child, thank you, Elisa. Wonderful. Thank you so much for putting that in, for being a moderator. Gratitude brings kingdom value. Amen. So, now, We had a juicy, honey, conversation on yesterday. It was meat, okay? We ate and we feasted on yesterday with the topic, amen, of gratitude. It was so, so powerful. We talked about the triune capital. Amen. We took a look at Luke chapter 2, verses 52, that Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and with man. Amen. And that obedience, but he had to be obedient. Jesus, in that particular passage of scripture, it was talking about how his family had to go from Nazareth to, I think it was Galilee or Bethlehem, don't get me wrong, and where they had to travel to. But it was that time of year that they had to travel for the census. Amen. Let me go ahead and turn to it. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Father. Yes, they had to go to Galilee. And they had to go to Jerusalem. Jesus and his family traveled to Jerusalem, amen, for the Passover feast, amen. And he was 12 years old at that time. And as they were returning back home from the Passover feast, because remember, he is the Passover lamb, amen. He was like up in the synagogues, amen. Preaching and teaching. He was in the temple preaching and teaching, and they were listening to this 12-year-old boy, and they were asking him questions. And when his parents saw him, they were just like astonished. You know, I'm in Luke chapter 2 verses 41, and I'm just, you know, highlighting some of the points from yesterday. And they were like, son, why have you treated us like this? Like, your father and I have been anxiously searching for you. And Jesus was like, why are you searching for me? Didn't you know that it is necessary for me to be in my father's house? And they when you say mind blown, okay, their mind just were blown. Okay, it was just like, what? They had no clue what this 12-year-old was talking about. No, I'm your daddy. Okay, I am Joseph. Like, what are you talking about? We don't live here. Okay, can you just imagine your 12-year-old son saying that? But then the creme of the creme de la creme, amen, is when we get to verse 51. In Luke chapter 2, and it says, and then he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he was obedient to them. Don't miss that point. His mother kept all these things in her heart. You know, that's her 12-year-old son. These grown people listening to this 12-year-old boy teach them and answer their questions. And he says, I need to be in my father's house. I'm about my father's business. She kept all of that close to the chest. Amen. And so Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with the people. He was obedient first. And it was through his obedience did he grow. And we talked about the triune capital. That capital of wisdom, the capital of stature, and the capital of favor. And not just with God, but with God and with man. Amen. And so what do we need to do? We need to be obedient. Obedient unto the Lord. Now, stick with this topic of obedience, because we're going to go to the scripture that we've been studying regarding gratitude. And it's all so familiar with us. We quote it, but we are looking at it from a different perspective. So let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, amen. Chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Now, we're still on the topic of obedience. Don't miss this. Amen. From that point forward, Jesus was obedient. His mother kept the stuff, you know, close to the vest. Amen. And he grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and with man. So check this out. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice always. Pray constantly. Give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So, if we're going to tie the concepts of obedience with gratitude, obedience with being in God's will, look at one of the benefits that we get from gratitude. Amen. When we are grateful, amen, when we give thanks in everything, not for everything, amen, we are in God's will in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And another thing that we can see is that if we give thanks in everything and we are in God's will in Christ Jesus, then that means that we're being obedient. Okay? And if we are obedient like Jesus was obedient, then we can grow in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and with man. But it comes through obedience. And being obedient to what? To 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We are always praying to be in God's will. God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Well, it's his will for you to give thanks in everything. Let's do that. In everything, just express gratitude. In everything, manifest gratitude. Amen. And so when you do that, that is going to bring you kingdom value. Amen. That's going to bring you kingdom value. So now check it. We also talked about there are physical benefits or benefits that's not only going to give you that triune capital. Amen. The human capital, the social capital, the financial capital, amen. And then we also talked about the spiritual capital. We want to focus on increasing our spiritual capital. That's that wisdom, that stature, and that favor with God and with man, amen. But we can also benefit like physically and socially. And let's review that. And then we're going to add to what we talked about a couple of days ago. Now, don't forget, we said that when you are grateful and when you have gratitude and when you manifest gratitude, that enhances your mental health. Why does it enhance your mental health? Because it reduces your negative emotions and it increases your positive emotions. Gratitude puts you in a positive emotional state. Amen. Gratitude also improves your physical health. Why is that? Because when you have an enhanced mental health, you have a negative decrease in negative emotions, an increase in positive emotions. What happens is when you are positive, you have a tendency to make better decisions for yourself. When you are depressed, broke, busted, and disgusted, it's very hard to eat healthy, to exercise, to think positive. You know what I mean? So it's like this domino effect. But it can all begin with gratitude, because giving thanks in everything is the will of God in Christ Jesus. So when you give thanks in everything, you are in God's will. So not only are you in God's will, and when you are in God's will, you can have God's favor, okay? And God will just give you wisdom, give you revelation, give you insight when you're in his will and you're seeking ye first his kingdom and his righteousness. Everything that you need will be added unto you. Amen. So gratitude enhances your mental health. It increases your positive emotions. When you have positive emotions, you take better care of yourself. You make healthier decisions. When you are grateful, amen, you sleep better. Think about it. Your mental health is enhanced. Your positive emotions are increased. You make better decisions to take care of yourself. That means you're going to eat better. You're going to make better food choices. You're going to make better choices regarding your exercise, what you look at, the activities that you engage in. And then if you're exercising, you got a positive, light spirit and attitude, you're going to sleep better at night. Think about it. Being grateful encourages a positive and a calm mindset. How many of us would love better sleep that's not induced with medication? Amen. Think about this. Thank you, Terry. Terry says, my gratitude to God brings me kingdom value through Christ Jesus. Amen. So now, when you are grateful, think about it. It enhances your mental health, increases your positive emotions, it improves your physical health. You make better decisions for yourself. You take better care of yourself. You sleep better at night, and it boosts your self-esteem. When you are grateful for what you have, it decreases your social comparison. I don't have to look at the type of house that you live in. I'm grateful for the house that I live in. I don't have to compare myself to the type of car that you have. I'm grateful for the car that I have. I don't have to look at your husband or your spouse. I'm grateful for the spouse I have. I don't have to look at your children and how good they are, or how smart they are, or how talented they are, or how obedient they are, or how pretty they are, or handsome they are. Because I'm grateful for my own children that I carried and birthed. I don't have to be grateful for your gifts. I mean, I don't have to compare your gifts and your talents. I don't have to compare, because God gave me gifts and talents. I don't have to be compare myself to your like friend circle. I have my own friends who love me. I'm grateful for my own friends. I'm grateful for the people in my life. Think about it. When you have a spirit of gratitude and you are obedient to God's word by giving thanks in everything, then it boosts your self-esteem because it decreases your social comparison. I don't have to compare myself to you because I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for who I am. I'm grateful for the God in me. I'm grateful for what God has given me. I'm grateful for who's in my life. I'm grateful. And because I'm grateful and I don't compare myself, my self-esteem is high. Yes, social comparisons impacts your self-esteem. And I'm going to be honest, I had to cut a lot of social media off. There's a lot of people I don't follow on social media anymore. Because you can create who you want to create on social media. You can be whoever you want to be in the world wide web. Anyone and anything. Okay? And we have a tendency to look at, you know, people who are beautiful, successful, blah, 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 all of these things. And you start looking at your life and you're like, okay, what's going on? It was, honey, I had to defollow, unfollow, unsubscribe, stop looking at, turn the phone off on some people. Because I was comparing myself to them. Amen. That's why they talk about social media can be one of the most unhealthy components of our society today. It's unhealthy because people make up personas. The other reason why it's unhealthy, they're called keyboard warriors. People can hide behind the screen and use a keyboard to type all of these things that they will never say to you in your face. They make all of these comments about your children, your husband, your spouse, like you would never say that to someone in person, in real life. What people can say behind the screen using a keyboard, they're called keyboard warriors. So that is unhealthy. Because then you are this person that you would never be. And then it's unhealthy because of the comparisons. Amen. And so gratitude has so many benefits. Amen. The next benefit for gratitude is enhanced relationships. When you are grateful for your husband, for your children, for your parents, for the people in your life, your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers, whatever, your clients, amen, that enhances your relationship. Elise says, my gratitude is that I'm grateful for my life and the gift God has given me. I'm grateful for cutting negativity out of my life. Amen. Yes, put down what you are grateful for. Amen. Because somebody else may be grateful for the same thing, or you may jolt something in their spirit like, oh, you know what? I did that too. I need to be grateful for that as well. Amen. And so gratitude enhances your relationships. Because when you have a genuine appreciation for the people in your life, that solidifies the bonds. We all know it all too well. If you use me, manipulate me, disrespect me, devalue me, that I'm not going to be close to you. If I share something with you and you just tell all my business, you didn't respect my privacy. You did, you know, just all of that. But when we have a genuine appreciation for the people in our lives, we're going to be mindful of what we say, mindful of what we do, mindful of how we treat them. We're going to be mindful of them. And we're not perfect. So if we do wrong, because we all fall short of the glory of God. So if we fall short of God, we definitely going to fall short of man. Because man don't have the same extension of grace and loving kindness and mercy as God does. So we are definitely going to fall short of man. And it takes one thing. For me, it can take a look. If I see you cut an eye wrong, I see it. If there's a shift in energy, I feel it. I know, like, spot on, and I will pick up on anything. And I'm like, oh, and I foul that. I foul it. Amen. So we don't have the same level of grace and mercy that God has as people. Amen. And so when we appreciate people, we have a genuine appreciation for them, and that solidifies our bonds with them. And we know the more strong, intimate, trustworthy relationships we have with people, the better our life is. Think about it. Hey, Gil, it's so wonderful to see you this morning. Gil says, I am so blessed and grateful for my spiritual wife. I know that's right, honey. It ain't nothing like having a spouse who prays for you, who covers you, who wants to be obedient to God, who serves God, who, you know, who does not want to disappoint God. Terry says, I'm grateful for my relationship with God, husband, my family, my friends, the challenges, and the God resilient community. God bless you. Thank you, Terry, for that. Yes, continue to put in what you are grateful for. Put it in the chats. Put it in the comments. Amen. But when you appreciate those people in your life, when you appreciate God, when you appreciate all of those around you, and we know, honey, you can, your life can be, whoo, if I appreciate my neighbors. I had one neighbor tell us the other day that she has to leave within 6 months, and we're like, oh no, she has been the best neighbor ever. I'm talking about, we got each other's phone number. We don't see each other in a while. We text each other. Something going on with the water. Girl, my water off. My water cold. Something going on with your water. We let each other know what's going on. So the first thing I said was, oh, Lord, who we going to get? Who's going to buy that house next to us? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, who are they going to be? Having a good neighbor, like, can, like, make a difference in your life, you know? It is so important. So you got to appreciate everybody in your life. That will solidify your bonds. Amen. The other thing that gratitude does, it reduces the aggression in your life. When you are grateful, what happens is you are less likely to retaliate. Think about this. When you are grateful, you can let stuff slide. When you are grateful, you be like, oh, it ain't that deep. When you are grateful, like, somebody can cut in front of you. Somebody can blow the horn at you. Somebody can be nasty. I had a grown woman, a colleague the other day. I gave her something. She snatched that thing out my hand, threw it down. Oh, and I was like, okay, well, are you going to blah, 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 blah? No, I may. I'll think about it. Oh, okay. When you are grateful and you have the spirit of the living God, amen, you are less likely to retaliate. Because when you are grateful for what you have and you recognize that, in a split second, that what you have can be gone. Amen. God bless you, Adrian. It's wonderful to see you this morning. When you understand that you got too much to lose, I got too much to lose to be going back and forth with you. I got too much to lose to be having a cat fight with you. I got too much to lose to go there with you. I got too much to lose to be playing tit for tat. I have to pick my battles. And when I pick them, they got to be the ones that God wants me to fight. Because if that means that God is fighting on my behalf. Elise says that I'm grateful for the love I have in caring for others. This is the gift that God placed in my heart. I definitely pick up on people's energy. Amen. It is like so... like, I'm telling you, when you have reduced aggression in your life, that comes from giving thanks in everything, you're not going to retaliate. You're going to be able to hold your tongue. Remember, our forever first lady, Michelle Obama, says, when they go low, you go high. You can do that when you have and operate in a spirit of gratitude. You can do that when you make the decision to give thanks in everything, because that is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen. Yes. Okay. You can have reduced aggression. And we know that when you are dissatisfied with your life, we know when you are displeased, we know that when you have increased negative emotions, you have a short fuse and you are intolerant and easily agitated and easily frustrated. That does not come from what people say or do. That comes from your emotional dimension, your psychological dimension, because of what you believe and what you think and what emotions that you are experiencing. It's never about what the other person said or did. It's about how you perceived what they said or what they did. It's about how you reacted to what they said or what they did. It's about what you think about what they said or what they did. It's about what you think about yourself. Gil says, I am grateful for God's direction and protection during my recoveries. Hallelujah. Without him and his miracles given to me to be able to shout praises to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Gil. Yes. It is never about the other person. We will never be able to control. Are you a puppet? Are they the big wizard behind the curtain that can pull the strings and push the buttons? Are you in the Wizard of Oz? Are you in the Land of Oz? No, you're not in the Land of Oz with a big wizard behind the curtain pressing buttons. Amen. You are not a puppeteer or like a puppet on a string with, and everyone else is a puppeteer. No, you got to make a decision to give thanks in everything, for that is God's will for your life. Because if you give thanks in everything, you're going to have enhanced mental health. You're going to have increase of positive emotions. You're going to make better decisions for yourself to take care of yourself. You're going to sleep better at night. And we know when we are sleep deprived, that decreases our tolerance. We're easily frustrated. So we want to make sure we sleep at night. Gratitude can help with that. We're going to have an improved, a boost in our self-esteem, because we're not going to be comparing ourselves with other people and have hidden jealousy and hidden envy and resentment and bitterness because we feel like we should have or we should be in a certain place. We're going to have enhanced relationships. And so when we have a genuine appreciation of people, okay, that can reduce our aggression and we're less likely to retaliate and play tit for tat and be petty Betty. Who wants to be petty Betty? No one want to be petty Betty. That's not cool. So Terry says, I can't be angry and grateful at the same time. Amen. I love that. I cannot be angry and grateful at the same time. They can't coexist. She says, for me, it's like oil and water. It does not mix. Being angry and grateful at the same time, it does not exist. So choose which one you're going to be. Are you going to appreciate or be angry? Because we know if we are angry, that increases our aggression. And we also know that there are microaggressions. Aggression doesn't mean you got to throw hands. Microaggressions could be the smart remarks that you say, the tongue lashes, the attitude, the energy. You know someone was waiting for that space and you took it anyway. You laying on a horn. All of those different things. You rolling your eyes, you smacking your teeth, you huffing and puffing with somebody. All of those things are little microaggressions. You throw shade at people. You give them the side eye. You roll your neck at them. You don't always have to throw hands for it to be aggression. But when you are grateful and have appreciation for God, your relationships, your life, your home, and everything that you have, that decreases those negative emotions in your life. And last for this topic of gratitude, amen. When you give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus, it promotes forgiveness. Oh my God. Mm-mm. When you have a spirit of forgiveness, you are less likely to seek retaliation, which goes hand in hand with reduced aggression. Amen. When you have reduced aggression, you are less likely to retaliate. When you have an appreciation in your life, you have a tendency to be more forgiving. And when you are more forgiving, you are less likely to seek retribution. Look at the kingdom value that gratitude brings to our lives. Not only does it put us in the will of God, but we know when your mental health is good, you make better decisions. You don't burn bridges. You take care of yourself. You know how to say no. You set boundaries. You sleep better at night. How we know, honey, sleep. My God. It was a time in my life that my sleep schedule was completely off. And it impacted so many aspects of my life when my sleep schedule was off. Amen. And I was not aligned with the circadian rhythm according to the sun. I was all off kilter and off balance. Amen. Gratitude does so much. Amen. Amen, Adrian. She says, talk heavy. I am telling you, when you are grateful, it enhances your relationships. When you are grateful, it reduces your aggression. When you are grateful, you have a tendency not to seek retribution, not to retaliate. You don't want to be petty Betty. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I can increase my kingdom value when I make a decision to be grateful in everything. Think about that. You can change your life without changing a thing, except for gratitude. If you make a decision to give thanks in everything, your whole world will change. That's how much power you have. You can't change people. You can't change people. But you can change you. You can change your belief system. Amen. Ooh, Elise says, this is the truth. Preach, woman of God. Terry says, this kingdom value of gratitude makes us gazillionaires. I know that's right, child. She says, more than billionaires in him. In who? In Christ Jesus. It is going to increase your spiritual capital. Because when I have an increased mental health and I have positive emotions and I make better health decisions and I lay down and I sleep at night and I'm not comparing myself to other people and I walk with confidence because I'm grateful for who God is. I'm grateful for who I am. I'm grateful for what I have. I hold my head up high. I square my shoulders. I walk flat footed. I'm stout hearted. Amen. I'm grateful for who I am. I know I got people in my life who love me. I appreciate them. And they appreciate me. I'm not operating in microaggressions. You ain't got to worry about me talking about you behind your back. You ain't got to worry about me smacking my lips, rolling my eyes, rolling my neck, giving you the side eye. If you want to get in front of me, go ahead and get in front of me. Amen. You ain't got to worry about all of that. Because in everything, I give thanks. You ain't got to worry about me retaliating. You ain't got to worry about me seeking retribution. Because I'm grateful. Because when I'm grateful, I know who God is. And I'm grateful for God in my life. And all things work out for the good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And I seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything that will be added unto me. And I know that the Son of Righteousness rises with all healing in his wings. And I know that when I woke up this morning, that it is God's Ruach. It is the breath of life of God in me. I did not wake up on my own, that I was given another day. And with this new day, I got brand new mercies because the sun rose. Even if it's cloudy outside, the sun still rises. Don't let the clouds fool you. The sun shall rise until God says otherwise. Even if it's cloudy and raining outside, we call rain liquid sunshine. I got that from a gentleman named Bishop Jackson, where I was a pastor at Kingdom Keep It Real Ministries. Amen. He considered rain liquid sunshine. That stuck with me. That was such a positive way to view rain, because the sun rises every morning. Elise says, change starts within ourselves. No one can do it for us. Amen. Yes. Terry says, glory. Hallelujah. Yes. The sun rises every day. So that means the Son of Righteousness rises every day with healing in his wings. There's healing for you, healing for your mind, healing for your heart, healing for your relationships, healing for your finances. Healing, healing, healing. Every day. Not only do you have healing with the Son of Righteousness, you also have brand new mercies. Honey, there is so much for us to give thanks in. For that is the will of God in Christ Jesus. So that concludes the topic of gratitude. But we are still on the series of Kingdom Value. Amen. I hope that you got revelation on the importance of gratitude in our life and how gratitude brings kingdom value. Gratitude increases kingdom value. And I pray that it was at least one thing over these past three lessons that you can hold on to so that you can operate in gratitude for in your life so that you can increase your spiritual capital. Amen. My God. I love y'all. I'm going back to bed. Okay. I love you. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Happy Sunday to you. God bless you.